Joan, the daughter of Louis the 11th, King of France, was born April 23rd, 1464. Favored with great gifts of mind and heart from her earliest years, she despised the pomp of the court and sought her joy in solitude, prayer, and meditation. This manner of life greatly displeased her proud and morose father as being unworthy of a royal princess, and he always treated her harshly. Joan, however, bore it patiently and complained of her sufferings only to God. One time the Blessed Virgin Mary appeared to the distressed girl and spoke to her. "Be consoled, my daughter. A time will still come when you'll belong to me entirely. A large group of young women consecrated to God will join you in serving me and proclaiming my praise everywhere." At these words, a stream of heavenly consolation flooded Joan's soul, and she resolved anew to persevere in the service of God, cost what it might. Her divinely guided director, Blessed Gabriel Mary, or Father Gilbert Nicholas, a Franciscan, encouraged her in her resolution and was her support and director on the way to perfection. From him, she also received the habit of the Third Order. From then on, she entertained the thought of entering a convent in order to live and die as a bride of the crucified. Suddenly, her father announced his decision that she should marry Louis, Duke of Orléans, and she was to obey without remonstrance. In filial obedience and for the love of God, Joan made this difficult sacrifice in the year 1486. Her marriage was not a happy one. Even before the ceremony took place, Duke Louis protested secretly before a notary and witnesses that he yielded to force and was marrying against his will, in order to escape the anger of the king. He always treated Joan as a stranger, and if he ever permitted her to appear before him, he reproached and ill-treated her. When Duke Louis ascended the throne of France in the year 1498 as Louis XII, his first act was to send the queen a bill of divorce. Because of the compulsion employed, the Pope declared the marriage null and void. Joan accepted this great humiliation with a heart resigned to God and said, "God has now detached me from the world and has made it possible for me to serve him better than heretofore." She now repaired to Bourges, and there the revelation that had been made to her in her youth was to be realized. She united a group of young women to form a religious community which would devote itself to the special veneration of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Her regular confessor, Father Gilbert, drew up the statutes, which treat in 10 chapters on imitating the 10 virtues of the Blessed Virgin, to wit, the chastity, prudence, humility, faith, obedience, compassion, devotion, poverty, patience, and piety of Mary. In the year 1500, Pope Alexander VI approved this new institute, the members of which were called the Sisters of the Annunciation of Mary, or Annunciates. The Pope placed them under the obedience of the Minister General of the Franciscans, and gave Father Gilbert the name of Gabriel Mary. Joan herself took the veil in the convent of Bourges, which she had built, and on Pentecost 1503, she pronounced her solemn vows. Having for so long a time been prepared in the school of suffering and humiliation, she soon reached the summit of religious perfection and was ripe for heaven. God called her to himself on February 4th, 1505. Her body was entombed in the Church of the Annunciation, and many miracles occurred at her tomb. In the year 1562, the heretical Huguenots stormed the city of Bourges. Also, the convent and the church of the Annunciates were plundered and destroyed. They tore Joan's body, which was still incorrupt, out of the vault, and when they pierced it with swords, blood flowed from the wounds. The holy body was then burned. But Pope Benedict XIV sanctioned the public veneration of Joan in the year 1742, and in 1950, she was declared a saint. On the Hail Mary. Consider how Holy Church has us announce the praises of Mary at all times and in all places, just as did Blessed Joan and her pious congregation. When we are taught to add the Hail Mary to the Our Father, how greatly it honors the Mother of God, and how much it must please her Divine Son, that she is daily greeted thousands of times by all Catholic Christendom with the sublime greeting addressed to her by the Archangel Gabriel, who had come from God, and by her cousin Elizabeth, who was inspired by the Holy Ghost. The children of Saint Francis especially should contribute to this veneration. That is why the office of the Third Order prescribes that they should recite the angelic salutation 12 times daily. Do you recite it with proper devotion and reverence, so that it may rejoice the Queen of Heaven and her Divine Son? Consider how wisely Holy Church added to the greeting of the angel the fervent petition, Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, and the rest. As Mother of God, Mary has power through her intercession to obtain for us everything necessary for our salvation. And being also our gracious Mother, she is ever ready to intercede for us. And we are in great need of it, for as poor sinners, we are not at all worthy to be heard by God, although we are in need of his assistance at every hour, and most of all in the hour of our death, in order to be saved for eternity. How good it is, then, that we are directed to call upon the intercession of Mary throughout the 12 hours of the day, now, and what a consolation it will be in dying, if we have often devoutly called upon her for the hour of our death. Consider that in order to give due praise to the Mother of God and to make oneself worthy of her intercession, it is necessary to strive, like Blessed Joan and her spiritual daughters, to imitate the virtues of Mary. Only those are worthy children of so holy a mother who make an effort to be like her. Compare your life with the 10 virtues of Mary named above. Endeavor earnestly to acquire what you now lack, and ask Saint Joan, the true imitator of Mary, to intercede for you. Prayer of the Church. O God, who hast willed that a new congregation of consecrated virgins should be founded by Saint Joan to imitate the virtues of the Blessed Virgin and Mother of thy Son, grant us through her intercession and merits that we too may imitate those virtues. Through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. Saint Joan of Valois, pray for us. Thank you.